Welcome into the first edition of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor in 2022, presented by LB's Meat Market. I'm Neil McCready, Greg Jones of LB's Meat Market with us as well on his incredible season of picks. Just it's absolutely remarkable, his scores. Campbell McCready back in Fayetteville after coming home for the holidays. She's back in Fayetteville working at Zen, working with Kyo. Got a lot of stuff going on for her. So busy time, but they both have been absolutely crunching the NFL numbers here. So looking forward to their NFL picks here on the big show. First of all, to both of you, hope you had a great holiday season. How you doing?
Doing good. Always good.
Yeah, always good.
Greg, we did the meat tray. It's the first time we've talked, I guess. I guess we talked once after Christmas. We did the bowls or whatever, but the meat tray was phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's.
I think it was the right choice to go to different, you know, the strips and the, you know, have a little options.
It was so good. I've got to make sure I remember exactly how I did the beef tenderloin, but that's the best one I've ever done. I was pretty excited.
During the holiday season, it's always good to pull something off because of the beverages going on. So it definitely good when you can pull it off.
That's for sure. All right. What's going on at LB's this weekend? We got a lot of cold coming in, a lot of potential for snow, I guess, on Saturday night into Sunday. So everyone's going to be, you know, stockpiling for the next 10 years because you never know. I mean, is this the snow that just shuts people down for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks? What do you got planned at LB's?
It's just kind of been slow this week. You know, when the kids, there's a little lull in between whenever the kids get back. But we made a new sausage. I made a chili and cheese sausage, and it's really good. It tastes just like chili. So it's an all beef sausage with some bacon and some high temperature pepper jack cheese. So did some chili, new chili sausage, and you know, everything's stocked up. Everything in the freezer is still $2 off. There's plenty of sausages, plenty of burgers and stuff like that. Only got tuna and salmon and as far as fish this weekend. But yeah, I mean, you know, just ready for 2022. I do have some LB's breaking news. We're going to be opening up a second location in Gluckstadt. So hopefully that gets going around April or so, but we'll see what's going on with that. But yeah, around April.
Well, congratulations. That is awesome. Look at you growing, yeah. becoming the empire, the LB's empire.
Yeah. Just franchise being it out everywhere. That's what I'm doing.
That's awesome. Campbell, I know you guys start class on Tuesday, but you've been back for a while. What's going on with you this weekend?
This weekend I have Kyo exec training. I move into Kyo tomorrow morning. And yeah, just Kyo the whole weekend, basically.
All right. So hopefully everybody out there has a great weekend. If you're traveling, Campbell's sister Caroline will be, hope you're safe and careful and get to wherever you're headed in a timely but safe fashion. So a lot of NFL this weekend. Last week, you guys did the bowls. Campbell, do you want the good news or the bad news first? Let me give you the good news first.
Ole Miss didn't cover.
Campbell, you went 23-7 in the bowl season.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the good news. That's amazing. You want the bad news?
Sure.
So did Greg.
We have the exact record?
Had the exact same record. So So Campbell. I mean, if I told you going into the bowls, hey, you're going to go 16 over 500 on the bowls, I think you'd have been like, I'm going to make up some ground in this bad boy.
Wow.
You did not make up ground. The good news is that you have a great record now, Campbell. You're 93-75, which is, that's money. You're making money. Yeah. That is fantastic.
I'm afraid to know what my record is now.
Greg is 103-65. Greg is making an absolute fortune. So,
wow.
So I guess congrats to Greg. I mean, obviously Campbell, you gave him a run and you tested him. I mean, you made him earn it, and that's, you know what? And if you're going to lose your title, that's the way to do it. You got to make somebody.
Yeah. I mean, 20 some odd games over 500 for sure.
Yeah. So you're not mathematically eliminated, but you're going to need some help, Campbell, to make a run here. But anyway, congrats to both of you. Those are impressive numbers. All right. We start, Greg, we start with the AFC wildcard game, one of the AFC wildcard games. There's two Saturday games, three Sunday games, and a Monday night game. in the NFL in the playoffs this week. We got the Saturday games. We'll start with the Las Vegas Raiders at Cincinnati. The last time the Bengals won a playoff game, Campbell, you might like this. No one has ever sent a text to someone about the Bengals winning a playoff game, because the last time that the Bengals won a playoff game, text messaging was not a thing.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
How many years is that?
1991. The last
really?
Really? Bengals have not won a playoff game since then. How about that?
Well, sign me up for the Raiders.
So we've got the Raiders getting
– I'll take the Raiders money line. I don't even want the points. I'll just take the money line.
The Raiders getting 6.5 points at Cincinnati, Greg. This game starts at 3:30. You can see it on NBC. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you just kind of just basically told me what I should be doing. Yeah. It was kind of funny. A lot of people have been coming in the store and asking me who I like, you know, and I'm like, man, you know. And so obviously, with my record being 100-something and 60-something, I would think that that was kind of the point of why everybody's asked me. But I like the Raiders here. I honestly think the money line is probably the play after that stat.
All right, Campbell, Greg's going to take the Raiders. He's going to take the 6.5 points. But the game's at Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins and the gang, they have lit up the AFC North this year. So what do you think?
I don't know anything besides the fact that the Bengals were very nice to y'all that one time when you and Carson got
– Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got invited in. I don't really know how that came about. I forgot the story, but.
Well, we were there this summer for the Reds games, and it was kind of a rainy day, and we went to this restaurant up on the hill, and I can't remember the name of I think it's called the Heights in Cincinnati, and you look down over the city, and we saw the soccer stadium, and we saw the football.
Is the soccer stadium new?
It was fairly new looking.
Yeah.
So we drove to the soccer stadium. We were going to see if we could get in. And, of course, nobody would let us in. It was locked up, you know. And I said, hey, Carson, you want to go see if we can go check out the Bengals stadium? And he's like, Dad, if we can't get in the soccer stadium, we're not going to get in the football stadium. And I'm like, well, let's just try. We're here. And so we drive over there. And, of course, it's all locked up and everything. But we're looking through the gates. And this gentleman comes by and he's in a Bengals polo. And he says, hey, fellas. Or, hey, guys, whatever he said. And I said, hey, we're just looking. We're not going to make – I was basically saying, hey, we're not trying to
– Don't arrest us. Don't arrest us.
Yeah, we're not bothering. We're just kind of looking through the gates, looking at – he goes, oh, you want a tour? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, just go in there to the office and sign in, and I'll come get you. And this guy comes and gets us, and he gives us a total tour of Paul Brown Stadium there in Cincinnati. He takes us down on the field. We stand on the 50-yard line. He takes us up into the suites. It was really cool. I mean, and so ever since then – but. He gets in the truck. Carson goes, well, I guess we're Bengals fans now. And so we've kind of cheered for them all year, and they've had a great year. So, I'm hoping for the Bengals. I've developed a rooting interest over the course of the season. So they're a fun team. They're young, explosive players. They're fun to watch, if nothing else. All right, so are you going to go Bengals and lay the 6.5, Campbell?
Yep.
All right, so we got a difference of opinion right off the bat. The Saturday night game in New England. I'm going to pull up a weather forecast for this because I think this one's going to be crazy. So let's see. I'm looking for Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, you know that meme that says it's going to rain, you know, on the Simpson thing where it says it's going to rain. Well, I think this one's going to say it's going to snow.
It's going to snow. So they have a winter storm warning. And a wind chill advisory. So I'm looking for the here we go daily. This is for Saturday. Here we go. It's the forecast for Buffalo, New York for Saturday night. Clear, low of 4, winds east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Should the front move faster, the forecast for Sunday is snow likely, low of 23. Snow accumulating 5 to 8 inches. So Saturday night, depending on what the weather system is, definitely cold, maybe cold with snow. So it's the New England Patriots getting 4.5 points, Campbell, at the Buffalo Bills. This game, 7:15 on Saturday night. You can see it on CBS.
I remember last season I picked Buffalo because one of my favorite contestants from The Bachelorette is from Buffalo. I don't really know if that worked for me, but I'm going to roll with that again this year.
Well, you won last year, so maybe it did work.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot about that angle. Yeah. The favorite contestant from Buffalo.
There's a lot of angles that you know going on here, so you got to keep in mind.
I'm not at LB's. I don't have my cheat sheet of all your angles, so I'm kind of going blind in this thing right now.
All right, Greg, she's going to take the Bills and lay the 4.5 at home against the Patriots. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to go with the Patriots. You know, we might as well just go ahead and go on opposite sides of this thing. I just think, you know, New England can run the ball. The Belichick factor in the playoffs, it's just hard to bet against, guys like that. So I'm just going to take the points here.
Yeah, more than fair. All right, we get to the Sunday games. Got three Sunday games. We'll start with the game at noon. It's the Philadelphia Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Greg. The game's at noon. You can see it on Fox. The Eagles are getting 8.5 points, a lot of points in a NFL playoff game.
Yeah, it is a lot of points. For some strange reason, I just think that, you know, when the playoffs come around, you know, Brady and them just show up. But with that being said, there's kind of a little weird stuff going on in Tampa, and it just seems like they're not a cohesive group, and you got players running off the field with their shirt off and being in an Uber, being live streamed and literally like 10 minutes later. So I'm just going to go with the underdogs here. And I just think that, you know, I like underdogs in the NFL playoffs just because, you know, you expect tight games, and if you can take some points, take the points. So I'm going to go with the Eagles here.
All right, Campbell, Greg's going to take the Eagles. He's going to take this 8.5 against the defending champs. What do you think?
I'm going to keep our trend up of taking opposite sides here, and I'm going to go with Tampa.
It is hard to bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. I mean, it's kind of like betting on Alabama over a 20-year period. It typically works. So you both make compelling arguments. So we'll see how that one works. The 3:30 game on CBS on Sunday. It's the San Francisco 49ers at the Dallas Cowboys. The Niners coming off that overtime win over the Rams in the regular season finale. The Niners are getting 3 points, Campbell, at Dallas.
I'm going to go with Dallas. I've picked SMU because of Dallas location angle here. So I got to keep that angle up. So I'm going to go with Dallas.
So Dallas is on your short list of possible places that you would.
I mean, it's a very short list, you know. But
what else is on the list? It's Dallas and
probably, I know you don't like it, but Austin.
Yeah.
Boston?
Austin.
Austin, not Boston. Oh. No, I'm not moving to Boston. But honestly, that list, that's probably it for now. But yeah.
All right, Greg, she's going to lay the 3 with the Cowboys. What do you think?
Well, I think there's one team that you do not want to play in the playoffs right now, and I think they were hoping that they wouldn't play them, and it's the San Francisco 49ers. They're, you know, they're sneaky good, but Kyle Shanahan's a good coach. I'd love to know the Dallas Cowboy last playoff victory whenever that was.
It's been a minute.
I'm pretty sure it's been a hot minute. Maybe. Yeah, it has been. I mean, I would think it's been a pretty hot minute. So with that being said, I love Cowboy Tears. And just with that being said, I like the 49ers here. I think they're going to win, actually.
Yeah, ever since I was a little boy, I've just enjoyed the Cowboys losing. And when the Cowboys lose, it makes me happy. I've nothing really based that on, but I just never liked them. And I still don't as an adult. All right, we go to the Sunday night finale for Sunday. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's see, I think it's Greg's turn. Greg's turn. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs coming off the Super Bowl loss a year ago. They've been in the last two Super Bowls. This game's at 7:15 on NBC. Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, Greg, are a 12.5 point dog.
Yeah, that's a lot of points, but, if there's a team that can cover 12.5 points in a playoff game, it would probably be the Kansas City Chiefs. I wonder what that weather is going to be like in KC on a Saturday night, on a Sunday night. Well, I bet they've got a couple windshield advisories rolling through.
Let's see what Kansas City weather looks like on Sunday. Sunday night weather in Kansas City, 26, a few clouds, winds northwest 5 to 10. So they're okay in terms of precipitation.
I like Kansas City here. I'm gonna lay the points here.
They've got snowfall of around an inch on Saturday, but that won't be a factor on Sunday night. So you're gonna take Kansas City and lay the
points. I am.
All right, Campbell, are you gonna go with the Steelers here and take the 12.5, or are you gonna stick with the Chiefs?
I'm gonna agree with Greg here and go with Kansas City.
Kansas City would be a fun town for you to look at. There's probably a lot of Arkansas people that go to Kansas City.
There are. I just say, never been. Yeah,
it's a neat town.
I will say that she abandoned her dance mom.
I know. I was wondering if you noticed that.
No, I did not notice that.
It's sneaky. You use one reality television angle, and then you get away from it on the other. It's total unpredictability at this point, Greg. You just never really know.
I mean, that's why she's 20-some-odd games over 500, I mean, that's you got to have every angle going.
If she wasn't going up against the hottest picker alive, she'd be in great shape on this. I mean, she's picked up some confidence, too. I mean, she had a great run. I mean, she's two years where she's proven to be pretty good.
She's literally paid for school already in 2 years. I mean, that's not a lot of people can say that.
She made you work. I'll say that. All right. Last game. It's a Monday night game. This is a new thing for the NFL, and I'm in because it's another day with football. We got the Arizona Cardinals at the Los Angeles Rams. Campbell, the Cardinals are a 4.5-point underdog at the Rams. This game, 7:15 on Monday night. You can see it on ESPN or ABC, I guess, depending on whether you want to watch the regular broadcast or you want to watch the Manning cast.
I'll go with the Rams here. I'm not really sure why, but that's just what I'm going to go with.
All right. She's going to take the Rams, lay the 4.5 at home against the Cards, Greg.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with her. I think you go to coaching angles here, and I would much rather have McVay over Kingsbury in this option. So, don't get me wrong, Kyler Murray's really good, but the Rams are kind of all in on this. They've used every draft pick that they've had. It's kind of now or never, and they've got this the new stadium and everything. So, which there used to be a beautiful racetrack on, but we won't talk about that. We'll go with the Rams here. I like it.
All right. So you guys have four differences. You got in the first four games, you're all on different sides, and then on the last two games, you're both in on the Chiefs. You're both in on the Rams. So should be a fun weekend. Greg, how can people, if they want to stock up on some stuff to enjoy the games and enjoy LB's products?
Always call the store. I do get some, Instagram and Facebook. I try to, check them as much as I can, but it's always better just to call the store, 662-259-2999. We get orders on Mondays and Thursdays. So if you want us to order you something for Monday, just call the store on Sunday. If you want to order something for Thursday, just call the store Wednesday, place the order for it, and we'll get you taken care of. It always helps us out whenever we can, plan, get our customers taken care of that, have kind of planned ahead. And I had one guy come in and he's like, man, can your mom make me like 60 mushrooms? And I was like, I mean, now that I know about it and that, I can tell her about it, yes, she can get them taken care of. So it's always things like that definitely helps us. We're a small store and only got 3 or 4 employees, and we got mom back there slaving away at the jalapeno poppers and mushrooms, but she enjoys it, and so it's cool. But just always call the store.
Your mom's a superstar, by the way. She's awesome. Those jalapeno poppers.
Oh yeah, that's her. Those her mushrooms and her poppers and her asparagus. So it's not mine. It's not LB's. It's hers. It is what it is.
Well, she's the best at it. Really appreciate you. Hope you both have a great weekend. Enjoy the football games. Be careful driving if you're heading up for Ole Miss and Auburn on Saturday night or whatever the case may be. So for Greg, for Campbell, I'm Neil. That does it for this edition of The Butcher versus the Spin Instructor presented by LB's Meat Market. We'll be back next week to preview the divisional playoff round as the Titans jump into the pool, the Packers jump into the pool. We get into the best weekend of the NFL of the entire season. So until next week, take care. Bye.